Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi guys, it's Faith. I am here to bring you a mini episode. I'm so excited about this one. I did not write this. It was written by Van Donnell. And if you stay after the episode, you'll hear a short discussion the two of us had about the episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast created by Faith McQuinn. This is a mini-episode, Duotones.
Come on. Jesus, Porter, it's not that fucking hard. Okay, all right. You got this.
It's just after 6 o'clock, and Porter is pacing the floor, cell phone in hand. He scrolls through his contacts and stops on Genevieve's number.
Nope, not yet. A little mood music might help, all right? So, Jen, what's up? Jen, how you doing? Stupid. All right, you've talked to her so many times. Hey, Jen, I... Oh, shit. Hello?
Hey, Porter.
Hey, Jen, what's up?
Was that jazz?
No! Yeah.
You know? You think you know someone, and then, bam, something new pops up.
Yeah, I blame my dad, but it helps me think.
I get that. Who's your favorite?
Let's see. Well, of course, the greats like Ellington and Coltrane, but I'm more of a Charlie Parker guy myself.
What? No, Kenny G?
I hate you.
Hey, anyway, do you want to, why I called. Sorry, what were you about to say?
No, you go first. You called.
Okay, well, I was asked to participate in the Contemporary Lenses show next month.
What? Jen, that's great!
Yeah, it is, but I'm not quite sure I want to.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I love photography, and I am good at it.
More like great at it.
Well, okay, toot toot, I'm great at it. But my photography is for me. Not to get all philosophical or anything, it's just... I'm not sure if I'm ready to share that with the world.
No, I get it. Well, I, for one, think you should go for it. But ultimately, it's your decision, and I want you to know I have your back, no matter what you decide. But you should totally do it. like totally do it.
No pressure, though, right?
None.
Well, I better go.
Oh, okay.
You want to do lunch at the park tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well... Please, think about doing the show. More people should definitely see it.
I'll sleep on it. Thanks, Porter. Good night.
Good night. So would you like to go bowling Friday night?
This episode was written by Van Donnell and directed by Faith McQuinn. Season 3 was recorded at New Mind Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, and Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins and Joshua Sui. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hi, Van.
Hello.
You wrote this. This is your episode.
I am more humbled than proud because the fact that, you know, there are so many episodes and you've written them all up to this point and beyond. But to, like I said, give me the opportunity to come into your sandbox and play with your toys. And you just freely, you let me do that. And that was really a humbling experience. And I really appreciate that.
You rocked it and totally put you under the gun and made you do it in like 2 hours. We should talk about how this all came about as to why we have this little mini episode going on and why I said, well, you're writing it.
Yeah. I didn't like Porter. because like I said, I couldn't relate to him. I don't have PTSD, so I can't really kind of sympathize or empathize with him or what he's going through. And, he comes off a little bratty, but even other characters like Anna tell him that, you know, like he's just always been maybe a little bratty or whatever, but we don't really see him before. We don't see a lot of him before the incident occurred. So mostly I only know Porter as this young man who's dealing with the aftermath and the his feelings after this, you know, event occurs in his life. So, I guess I should have sympathized with him more, but I just couldn't really relate to him. So I wanted to see him in a different light, I guess.
You wanted to see him happy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there are some people who are just maybe always are on edge or always down or whatnot, but you tend to stay away from people like that sometimes because, you know, they come off as a little odd or unlikable, and it's really no fault of their own sometimes. But as a character, he's a great character, though, and Garrett does a great job at bringing him to life. It's just like there's that side of him where he kind of socializes well with others and gets along with coworkers and friends. But we don't really see too much of that because at the end of at the end of episode one, everything is chaos at that point. And,
right.
You know, and then it's just a roller coaster ride at that point. So this was, to me, a little bit more intimate because he's alone for most of this mini episode. So,
yeah.
And when we're at home alone, we tend to, I know I do, I tend to talk to myself or act out things, using air quotes here as no one can see me right now. But, you know, I tend to act out things or try to
talk myself through certain things, and that's really, I put some of myself into Porter. That sounds so weird, but I put a little bit.
Isn't that how we write? I mean, that's how we write.
Yeah, yeah, and I was thinking, like, what would I do if I was trying to gas myself up to do something, and that's what I do quite a bit.
I have written half of an episode while walking home after taking the girls to school, and then I realize that I'm talking out loud as I'm walking down the street.
Oh, like, oh yeah.
People are probably looking at me right now.
It's so easy to get caught up in it, though, and to get lost in your own thoughts and in your own world and environment, and you kind of lose track of where you are at times. Given the fact, and I know I said it earlier that didn't really like Porter, I'd probably never hang out with him, but to see that he has people in his life that would not leave him after he's, you know, suffered this great trauma, that says something about the true meaning of friendship as well, because, you know, how many of us can say we really have friends that are like that? You know, like I said it and Garrett said it, we wouldn't hang out with this guy, but he has people that are standing by him, and that really says something. So, you know, it's I'm glad to be a part of it, and I would very, very much like to you know, write something else for it. So yeah,
I would totally invite you back to do another mini episode.
Oh, I'm all for
you
it.
You know, between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a couple.
Okay.
That'll be nice, because I like these. These are fun.
Oh yeah, I need some homework. It's been a while.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we didn't even mention that. This is what happens when you teach for 9 years. You end up working with all of your students.
And you know, and it's like, you know what we're capable of. And that too, in itself, is like when I was telling people that, you know, you told me to write something that make people like Porter. And I was like, okay. And Aaron was like, well, obviously she sees something in you to trust you enough to do that. Because, like I said, a lot of people, for me, it would be hard for me to say, okay, here are my characters. This is the world they live in. This is what they're going through. Take it from here. You know, I mean, you didn't give me full free reign, of course, but you just gave me access to do that. And like I said, it was very, very humbling. So, again, thank you.
And you did an awesome job. Like, they were very, honestly, Genevieve and Porter. It was good. It was really good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, yay. Hey, that was a good end. We did a good end.
Woo! Yes.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.